Defensive end is a premier position in the NFL these days, and one of the best in this year's draft class is Ohio State's Joey Bosa. Now, he's one of the best, but he's not one of the best because of what we've become accustomed to seeing from edge rushers coming out of college, that explosive and sudden athletic ability off the edge. Joey Bosa does it with some of that, but more so with technique, with strength, and with versatility. We're going to show you some of his best plays at Ohio State that's going to illustrate this point. The first one we're going to show you, Joey Bosa is lined up right here as a right defensive end for Ohio State, but I want you to note he's going against Indiana University's Jason Spriggs, who is a first or second round prospect in this year's draft. It's always interesting to watch some of the top guys go against other top guys to see how they may do at the NFL level. What you're going to see here by Joey Bosa is a great pass rush move, and it's not an edge rushing explosive to the outside move. It's a great job by Bosa of using his hands to get to the inside of Spriggs and make a hit on the quarterback. We'll show you the view right here from the end zone. You're going to see Joey Bosa right here. He's going to engage with Spriggs, the left tackle. He's going to use his hands basically to shed Spriggs to the outside, and then Bosa's going to jump to the inside and hit the quarterback just as he's delivering the football to force an incompletion. Great job here by Joey Bosa of using his hands to get past the left tackle and then some explosiveness to get to the quarterback and force an incompletion. You're going to see a very similar look here from Joey Bosa lined up in the same spot, and he's going to use another inside move against a left tackle to get to the quarterback. Big time hit right here on the quarterback, forces a fumble. Now the end zone view is going to show you the technique that Bosa uses right here to get past this left tackle. Watch Bosa, watch his inside hand right here. Watch where he places it on the left tackle, on the left tackle's inside arm, pushes the left tackle to the outside to thrust himself at the quarterback. Here you see Bosa's inside arm pushing the back of the left tackle to get that explosiveness, and he closes quickly on the quarterback, forces a fumble. So you see Joey Bosa as a right defensive end with some disruption, some explosion, and making life difficult for the quarterback. Here comes the part where NFL coaches are going to love Joey Bosa, because he's not lined up over here where we've seen him on the first two plays. Joey Bosa this time is a left defensive end, and he does a great job against the run. What you're going to see is an inside handoff to this running back who's going to try and press it to the outside, but it's not going to work because Joey Bosa is going to engage right here with this right tackle, extend his arms, and flatten out this play and allow the running back no room to run. This is good technique and good strength by Joey Bosa to string this play out, not allow the right tackle to get any leverage or push on him. Bosa also makes the tackle here for a loss. We take a look at the end zone view, and here's our guy, Joey Bosa, right here, going to go against this right tackle. Watch Bosa get into the right tackle's pads and extend his arms, and what he is now is in a great position. He's head up on this right tackle, and now Bosa is able to peek to both sides of this tackle, spot the running back. He sees the running back is going to the outside, so Bosa sheds the right tackle, gets to the outside, sets the edge on the run, and a violent tackle here to end the play. This is a loss of 3 yards by Joey Bosa on the running back. Nice play by Bosa against the run, showing that he can be effective not just against the pass, but against the run as well. A lot of times, NFL defensive play callers like to ask their defensive linemen to mix it up a little bit and drop into zone coverage, and that's what Joey Bosa does on this play. Lined up at left defensive end against the Golden Gophers of the University of Minnesota, he's going to take one step towards the quarterback, but then he's going to drop back into zone, and he's going to cover the middle of the field here, and he's going to make a play on a passing attempt to force an incompletion. We roll it. There Bosa makes the jab step toward the quarterback, but then drops into his zone, reading the quarterback's eyes, extends his arms, and deflects a pass. This is 3rd and 9 right here for the Golden Gophers offense. Looks like the quarterback's found a receiver who's open here for a catch at the first down marker, but Bosa extends his arms, creates an incompletion. The end zone view is going to give you a better look at it. Here's Bosa right here. One step in toward the quarterback. He's going to drop out and cover this area of the field. Read the quarterback's eyes and get your arms in the passing lane to force the incompletion. Again, without Bosa making this play right here, I think the Gophers are going to have a first down. They're going to move the chains. Okay, the last play we're going to show you is a splashy play by Joey Bosa lined up at left defensive end. This is going to be a screen pass that the Wolverines are trying to set up. Bosa sees it's happening and closes on the quarterback quickly, but finds out he's not going to get there in time. Gets his hands up in the passing lane, tips the pass in the air, catches the pass, gets it down to the 10-yard line, sets up the Ohio State offense with great field position. We look at it from the end zone view. Here's Bosa right here. Does a great job of reading screen. You can see the linemen are going to let defenders inside. The running back is also going to release, and he's going to set up right here and look for a pass. Bosa sees all of this happening, knows he's not going to get to the quarterback on time, deflects the pass, so great reaction time. And watch how Bosa contorts his body almost 180 degrees to bring this pass in. He's a nimble athlete, great hands for a defensive lineman, and now he's off to the races down the sideline. So there you see Joey Bosa making tons of plays for the Ohio State Buckeyes defense, and I know a lot of teams think he can do it at the NFL level as well. He's experienced as a member of the Ohio State Buckeyes defense, and he's also very productive, just short of 40 tackles for loss for Bosa in his career at Ohio State, 18 sacks. So he's accustomed to being in the backfield and being disruptive against offenses. It's probably going to make him a very high pick in this year's draft.